You should be playing a show after your album.
Yeah, I got to get a Vancouver show. I've been lazy for a long time, but I will as soon as I get back. This was my Vancouver show right here.
Oh, perfect. Hey, so there you go. Yeah, so thanks for tuning in, everybody. You can always reach me at robert@badbird.tv, and you can send in all your good stuff. Otherwise, I will not see you next week, but I will see you the week after that, where Jack Mercer, I don't know if any of his Whiskey Bandits are coming on, but Jack Mercer will be coming on, and that will be good. So have a good night, Vancouver.
It's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
May 27th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater after headlining the day before at Sasquatch. That was Jack White, joined there by Ruby Amanfu out of Nashville, and that was Love Interruption off his forthcoming solo debut, Blunderbuss, due April 24th through his Third Man Records. The former White Stripe, but current Raconteur and Dead Weather-er, his current live performances apparently feature two separate backing bands, and he's mixing songs from all his previous acts with new material. And there's a couple singles that are coming out in advance of Blunderbuss. One of them actually was just released yesterday, April 1st, and apparently Freedom at 21 was released via 1,000 helium balloons. So, of course, so that if they burst and pop along the way, then they'll be safe. And actually, Third Man Records celebrated its third anniversary by producing a 3 RPM record. Impossible to play normally on a record player, but if played somehow, it contains all the 7 inches on Third Man Records to date. So this is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's saucy little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, just out of Vancouver here. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be sewing the Sonic Garden here until 9 p.m. You can call the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. As mentioned during Sore Throats Clapping Hands, towards the end of the show, we'll listen to Chicago singer-songwriter Andrew Bird, who is coming to town, and then his work for last year's film, Norman. But first, tap of the 10-gallon hat to Mr. Earl Scruggs, the banjo player extraordinaire that made bluegrass what it was. He passed away last Wednesday. In the background, we've been listening to a Moog cover of his most famous song, as performed by Gil Triffel. But we're going to listen to the original version, as performed by his partner in crime during the second part of Scruggs' career, after leaving Bill Monroe and his bluegrass band. So Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were known as the Foggy Mountain Boys briefly, but they just later reverted to their surnames, which is how it was from 1948 till they parted ways in 1969. So this recording, I think, is off the 1958 album Country Music, although it has been re-recorded in 1969 and won a Grammy, and it was originally recorded in 1949. So this is Flatt and Scruggs with Foggy Mountain Breakdown here on Exploding Head Movies. We'll be right back.
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back here. Yeah?
Some sort of rogue 60s rerun, you know, you're stat caught watching Nickelodeon at night or whatever, actually Retro Land, TV Land. Oh, what did we just do there? So depending on that rerun package in your hometown, you may have seen a lot of either of these shows or not at all. Or your reference point could be Weird Al's parody featuring Dire Straits' Money for Nothing from UHF. So that featured Jerry Scoggins on vocals. So it was Lester Flatt there on guitar. Earl Scruggs on the banjo, and that was the ballad of Jed Clampett, taking the music from the opening and closing credits that they had performed to the 1960s sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies. And Scruggs played the banjo there, and he had a very distinctive three-finger style that he came up with, which revolutionized the typical bluegrass sound, which we can kind of hear the banjo here. A little bit more of like a Victorian style. This is the Big Ben Banjo Band stringing along. But Scruggs, yeah, made a virtuistic pick style that rivals speed metal for outright tempo. And since 1969, Scruggs has pursued his own muse, playing with both non-bluegrass and non-country folks, along with his sons as part of the Earl Scruggs Review. And Earl passed away from natural causes in Nashville on March 28th, the ripe old age of 88. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Up next is going to be Ramona Falls, the work of former Menomina member Brent Knopf. Knopf left Menomina after 10 years with the Portland Indie Trio, and he set up his own solo project, though he had multiple contributors from both Portland, Oregon, and New York. Sophomore release is due in May this year, but from 2009's Intuit, here is Ramona Falls with I Say Fear.
met me, she told herself to wait 5 years. And after I met her, her teacher said, best wait 5 years. I asked my neighbors, they said it's wise to wait 5 years. She fears that no man will ever decide her soul back. How dare I feel this and do not but sit on my hands. Push the popcorn out the way. This is just good to decipher from the phone. She's the piper. Yeah.
It's great when you can dig into the library. Because I knew that there was a bit of flattened scrubs available here.
Now when I first met you right from the
start. And there's vocals too. I'll dig up the name of that track off of that Mercury compilation there. But first off, what we just heard there from 1973 was a bit of krautrock. That was Gila with This Morning, and that's off their final album, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. And Gila were a prog rock act from Stuttgart, Germany, and they're actually one of the earliest acts to dabble in what became krautrock, or the cosmic music. Members eventually left to join Popol Vuh and Amandu 2. And, yeah, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Wellington Downs, their imaginary rock act out of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Matthew Sage. One half of the noise rock act, Kick Majestic. Wellington Downs is only imaginary in that Sage is doing a one-man garage rock act. Originally, this song that we're going to hear appeared on the Gala Red EP, but off last year's album, Bruises Apples. This is Wellington Downs with a cocktail that could stand to use a little grenadine. This is a grapefruit and rye here on CITR Vancouver.
You know that I love you, for you I would die. With pain in my heart and blue on my mind, I love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name?
We'll be right back. Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Huh? of my life.
From the forthcoming Sweetheart, Sweet Light album. That was the preview track, all 8 minutes of Hey Jane by the Almighty Spiritualized. Leader Jason Pierce, a.k.a. Jace Spaceman, formed Spiritualized after Spaceman 3 broke up and proceeded to provide a hazy, druggy view of British pop through the 90s. Sweetheart, Sweet Light was inspired by recent performances of Spiritualized's transcendent 1997 album, Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. And Spiritualized played the Rickshaw Theater May 26th. Though they're supposed to be hitting up Sasquatch this year, too. Though I'm not sure exactly which day that is. And, yes, we got some more Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs here off the Mercury Sessions Volume 2. This is I'll Never Shed Another Tear. And the other track I was singing, you're lucky I didn't. The other track that we heard when I spoke last time was My Little Girl in Tennessee. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca on the internets. My name is Gak, and yeah, we're sort of kind of veering all guitar-y here, and we'll head to Kingston, Ontario next. It's the home of the next duo called P.S. I Love You, not tied to that film that came out in 2009. P.S. I Love You are Paul Saulnier on vocals, guitar, bass pedals, and Benjamin Nelson on drums. And they have a new album due out shortly through Paper Bag Records. It's going to be called Death Dreams, but we're going to have a double shot of P.S. I Love You. The second track we'll hear continues with the big theme that Exploding Head Movies has had for this year, involving this year. But first off, from Death Dreams, here's P.S. I Love You with Princess Towers.
With an aching heart and a worried mind.
April 15th at 4 p.m. Join the Kids Classics and Worlds Beyond concert series at the St. James Hall for the next installment of their 14th season. This concert series is accessible in almost every way, from the cost of admission, which is by donation, to the configuration of the seats. Performers abandon the stage and set up on the floor with the audience seated around them. For more information, call 604-732-3990 or visit sjcommunitysquare.org/special-events.
We just heard P.S. I Love You there from 2010's Meet Me at the Muster Station. That was 2012. Yet another apocalyptic song. The Exploding Head Movies has sort of drug out so far this year. And before that, we heard from their upcoming Death Dreams album, P.S. I Love You Again, with the Princess Towers. They're going to be starting a little tour next month in Toronto once that album comes out through Paper Bag, with many dates on the East Coast. So maybe they'll head out this way later in the summer. Meanwhile, all the tracks I've been talking about with Lister Flatt, Neural Scruggs, that was the B-side, so I got them all wrong. So at some point, I did talk over Pain in My Heart and Doing My Time, because in the background, this is preaching, praying, and singing. Your Gak occasionally gets some of these song titles right. I'm Gak. What am I doing? One act that will be playing in town this week will be Roka Code. They wrap up their Cross Canada tour back in their home province of BC this Friday, playing Victoria's Lucky Bar. But Roka Code will also play here at the Electric Owl this Wednesday, April 4th, along with Winter Mitts and then Ryan Guldemond from Mother Mother, who helped produce part of their latest album, which is called Guns, Sex, and Glory. So here is Roka Code with Concentrate on Me here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Roselle.
I could try to say I'm sorry, but that won't be quite enough to let you know the pain that I feel, and it just won't let up. Oh, it feels like the sky is falling and the clouds
featuring production work by Damon Albarn. There's Bobby Womack with Please Forgive My Heart. And that's the lead track to his new album, The Bravest Man in the Universe. His first album in about a dozen years. And Womack was a member of the Womack Brothers Band, playing guitar there, and he was spotted by R&B legend Sam Cooke. And the Brothers Band became the backing band to Cooke. Womack has worked steadily since then, going solo in 67, playing guitar, writing songs, scoring films such as Across 110th Street. In 2010, he guested on the Gorillaz album Plastic Beach, bellowing on the song Stylo, then went on tour with them, popping up in a few tracks. I forget actually right now off the top of my head what the follow-up or the tour album was called there. I think it was The Flip, The Trip, something. I'm sure the internet will tell me. Anyways, Womack, unfortunately, was recently in the news after being diagnosed with colon cancer during a recent bout of pneumonia. According to friend and bassist Bootsy Collins, Womack has recovered at least from the pneumonia, but treatment against the cancer will be underway. Playing behind me are the Bronx River Parkway. This is Song for Ray through the Truth and Soul label, which is the home to this next act here. And I've played a lot of Lee Fields and the Expressions recently, but in the past few weeks, a new track appeared by the legend and his retro soul act. And they got a new album out called Faithful Man. So coming up, it's Lee Fields and the Expressions with You're the Kind of Girl Here on CITR Vancouver, Exploding Head Ladies.
think I'm
This is Sir Reginald Ransmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's up to you. Let Mr. Politician know how you feel. Let him know that you're not going to take no more. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying for corruption and injustice. It's up to you.
Some of the thing about as we start collecting all our financial statements, well, at least I know some people already finished their taxes, but some of us didn't get their slips until today. Anyways, that was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with What If We All Stop Paying Taxes. It was originally an A-side to a 2004 non-album 7-inch single, but it's easier found on last year's Soul Time compilation. And Jones and the Dap Kings had to postpone a few dates in Europe due to a family emergency in February. But they're going to make up those dates as they hit the European festival circuit hard this spring. So for all you listeners in Finland, July 3rd, or the Kolmaspäivä heinäkuussa, they'll be back in Helsinki at the Tavastia Club. Behind me here, it's a little Keith Mansfield, a little number off of the KPM Music Library compilation called Music for Dance Floors. This is called Incidental Back Cloth, number 3. And yeah, we're getting close to Andrew Bird now, but let's listen to some new Tennis as I crawl Bird's way. And Tennis are a dentist husband-wife duo of Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, who became a band after a 7-month sailing expedition together. They have a fantastic cover of Broadcast's Tears in the Typing Pool I should really play one day. But off their latest album, Young and Old, this is Tennis with Petition here on CITR Vancouver.
As a what the fuck they talk about. Maybe blowing kisses, blowing names. And really, what difference does it make? Oh, oh, oh. Grandpa's coughing in the kitchen, but the strings sound good. Maybe add some flutes. And how do you get the cups out? Up and down. Well, you use a ladder, just use the lantern. Seagulls just avoid talk about seagulls. They're running over some poor, poor guy's head. Harps and electric guitar is for sure. Somehow they will repair. Damn dudes always crying, working under plain sight. And everything is blended and I'm spilling over. Like it was the last thing on your mind. Gonna miss you. Here come them crazy flutes. Crazy flutes again. Sustain me with your voice. Clean the coffee maker. I adore you. And I represent you. Crying cause we were born. Sustain me with your voice, clean the coffee maker. I adore you, and I represent you, crying cause we were born to.
Background, we got some more Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs here. This is another Why Don't You Tell Me So, and we've just heard there from Nashville, Tennessee. That was Lamb Chop with If Not, I'll Just Die. Some foul language to start things off there. It very smoothly done that way. And that's the latest album, Mr. M, continuing in leader Kurt Wagner's dry but soulful approach to lyrics and music. And, yeah, that is how we're going to slowly... Although we don't have that much time, we're going to jump into the soundtrack to Norman. So what we got lined up here at the very least is one of the tracks that actually appeared on the 2008 album Soft Airplane, but it appears on Norman. This is Calgarian Chad Van Galen. This is going to be Rabbit, Bits of Time, here on Exploding Head Movies.
Do you want to make the right impression during your big interview? Arts Co-op would like to help. The ultimate package from the Arts Co-op Student Association includes a professional portfolio, business cards, and a USB pen. For more information, email acsapromo@gmail.com.
In the background, this is Andrew Bird, collaborating with Kinshasa's best band, Gono No Number One, along with fellow Congolese band, Sobanza Mimianza. This is Oh No No Kiwimbo, off the Treddy Mods vs. Rockers compilation, where Nigerian music is remixed by Western musicians. So, we're going to listen to Andrew Bird here. He's going to be playing next Tuesday, April 10th, at the Vogue Theater. That show has been sold out for a while, but maybe there's some tickets available. He also does have a new album out as well. Hopefully I have some time to play something off that. Bird studied violin at Northwestern in his native Chicago and collaborated with the Squirrel Nut Zippers during the big neo-swing days of the late 90s. Bird eventually formed his own band based on gypsy folk and other European traditions called the Bowl of Fire. But after one fateful last-minute opening slot where he played by himself, he went solo and found his voice mixing folk and different elements that way. Bird announced in 2009 that he was working on the score to Norman, which was released last year. It was directed by Jonathan Segal and starred Richard Jenkins. Norman tells the story of a teenage boy who pretends to be dying of cancer, only to meet a girl whose father is terminally ill. So from the Norman soundtrack, here's Andrew Bird, starting off with Scotch and Milk here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. the Norman soundtrack, we heard Andrew Bird with Scotch and Milk, then we heard Hospital, and then a trio of short pieces there called Nice Hat, Exit Sign, and Angelo Speaks. And in the background, this is After Speak, and Things Come to a Head. Bird indicated that the long process of watching the film Norman on the monitors and syncing up music through the various rough edits was a lot of work. So much so that he expected reluctance in doing another one again, at least so soon. The odd thing is that Bird himself was the subject of another film. It was a tour documentary called Fever Year, which followed him around, and it debuted at last year's Vancouver International Film Festival. And if you have a ticket already for next Tuesday's sold-out show, you can see Andrew Bird play at the Vogue Theater. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9, I haven't seen him wander by quite yet, it was the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, who is the back page star of this month's Discorder magazine here. At midnight, it is Canada Post Rock, and that will close our broadcast Monday around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can grab the podcast via CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. And then, let's get this in the background. Now we'll get some more Lester Flatts and Earl Scruggs there. You can also search iTunes for all of CITR's fine programming. Exploding Head Movies should be one of the results there. And there's also Facebook. And Twitter. Under Twitter, I'm just called 100 Air. Sort of predates the entire radio experience that way. I might change it at some point, but I kind of like holding on to it. And Exploding Head Movies is kind of long to type in. Next week, we got some Sunshine Pop, some Canadian gems, and then a look back at the Titanic, which sunk 100 years ago. And we might actually have an interview lined up as well, too, because there's a touring silent movie orchestra popping around. So let's see what we can do, and hopefully we can get the Alloy Orchestra at least on the phone. So we're going to close with a track off of Andrew Bird's latest proper album, off of Break It Together. We're going to listen to Lazy Projector here. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. We'll see you in 7 days. And for those of you on campus, remember Thursday is the AMS block party. Lots of great acts that way. So otherwise, have a great Easter.
Yes, of course, you're listening to CITR. FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.